There's a very clear and present danger to people out there who know who it is that's threatening them, and they have identified those people, and they've asked for the protection of the authorities, and then they don't get much in the way of notice when people have been told to stay away. And oftentimes this involves men and women. It involves, in many cases, it can be women as well as men, but most often it's men who have a restraining order or some kind of limitation on how close they can get to a former loved one, if you want to put it that way. And Linda Wilson, Senator Linda Wilson, joins me now because she's been right on the front lines of this. The act that she's tried to get through the state legislature is called the Tiffany Hill Act. And, Senator, welcome back to the program. Would you mind telling my audience why you called it the Tiffany Hill Act?
Okay, so the bill, I've been trying to run it for, this is my third year, and yep. The bill will basically give us the ability to have technology so that it's real-time notification to the victim. And so it would be, and it's the one that I'm looking at or the one that we're using as an example is technology that's been being used across the country. And it will give you, it's an app on the phone. And then either way, she can wind up getting a call or a text or a push notification or 911. I mean,
okay, but Senator, explain, there's a gap in here. Explain to my audience what she being notified of. What are her circumstances and what does she need and how does she get this notification that somebody is too close to her?
Okay, so Tiffany Hill is a young Marine mom that has three kids and had been, her estranged husband had been basically stalking her and breaking domestic violence victims' orders. So she got a protection order and he continued to violate that order. So she went and took a survey, and the survey indicated that he was, you know, she was worried about her life. She thought that she was going to lose her life, that he would take it. And this particular situation, had she had the ability to have this real-time notification for her, she, at this particular time, he was stalking her. He was at the school where her children were attending. She'd come out to her car. He was in the parking lot, had been there for about 30 minutes, and he came, walked up to her windshield and shot her through the windshield with her children in the back seat. So had she had this technology, she would have been able to have been notified on her phone that he was near her. She could have driven off and gone to the sheriff's department or police department or called 911, indicating that he was there. And we know that he had continually broken or violated these protection orders over and over again. So every time he would have, she would have been notified that he was there. And
okay, Senator, I want people to fill in another gap, and that is how will the court tell people who are the subject of stalking orders or no contact orders, you have to wear an electronic bracelet of some kind? How does that work?
Yes, well, really, it's the same thing that we've done. All I've done is if you are able to get any kind of electronic monitoring now, then this particular bill will be able to give us the real-time notification. So if they have a protection order when she goes in to proves that he is stalking her or harassing her, or, you know, coming after her as a domestic violence protection order, that's when she would be able to have the opportunity to have the technology. She can go to the judge, and if he deems it necessary or that it would help save her life, then he can order the, and it would be sort of a ankle bracelet.
That's what I'm trying to get to. The person would have to wear an ankle bracelet. And I know somebody's going to say, well, he can cut it off. But if he cuts it off, then he's in even bigger trouble with the court because he's then in contempt of court. He's violating a judge's order. And so the person can always find a way. But this would take the ordinary garden variety stalker like this. And it would say, the minute he cuts his bracelet off, the woman is notified. The minute he gets within a certain distance of her, the woman is notified. She could have stayed inside the school. She could have called for the police. She could have said, listen, the app on my phone is telling me my ex-husband or ex-boyfriend, ex-husband in this case, is nearby. He's violating the order, and I believe he's trying to hurt me. And this might have saved her life.
Yes. We believe that she probably would have opted to use this technology because she knew she was in fear of her life every day of her life.
What are your colleagues in Olympia telling you about why they won't vote for this?
Well, it did get out of committee yesterday, and I think that this, you know, it's very unfortunate, but I think Tiffany was the impetus to get this bill through this year. I think before it was they were worried about the technology failing. It's like, well, okay, but how much do we worry about that? Technology will always fail, but wouldn't you want the opportunity to at least try and have that notification given to you if you were in that situation?
Yeah.
I know
I would. No, absolutely. And here's the thing. Even if you say, well, what happens if the battery goes dead and the guy didn't do anything wrong? Well, I assume that if you're wearing an ankle bracelet, if the battery goes dead and you don't immediately call into whoever you're answering to, a parole officer or the court, and say, hey, this thing has failed, but it's not me. I'm sitting at home, I'm sitting at work. I'm not doing anything wrong. I want to be in compliance. But the person who decides I'm going to bust the thing or I'm going to cut it off my leg, if that immediately notifies the authorities, and you know that by doing that, the police are going to be looking for you immediately, yes, a really dedicated killer could say, I'm going to cut it off and then I'm going to go kill my family. Well, I don't know that you can stop that. But for most of these people who understand how much trouble they could be in, it might be a real incentive for these, you know, ex-husbands, ex-wives, too, because I've covered cases right. where ex-wives have gunned down their husbands. So it can right. apply to both. So I guess it took Tiffany Hill's death mm-hmm. last November. Right. To be able to get this through the legislature. That's sad.
It's sad, but her friends are so behind this. They did such a good job with testifying last a week ago. I think that their stories, them telling her story, is really, really what I think hit the mark. And awesome. So they're working really closely with me to get this bill all the way through.
Senator Linda Wilson is behind it, and just for your records, if you want to sit down and call your state lawmaker, your favorite lawmaker or your least favorite, it's Senate Bill 5149. Say, we want this to become law if it saves a few lives, and really, it's not affecting anybody's civil rights because, you know, the right. stalker, whether it's a man or woman, can always decide to stop stalking people. I always wonder, why
exactly
don't you
right.
just stay away from your ex-spouse, ex-girlfriend, ex-boyfriend, whoever it is that you're going after. Senator Wilson, I wish you well, and I hope a lot of people make phone calls and send emails pushing for Senate Bill 5149.